It's time for you to be a part of the show. Email or call with questions for Dr. Mike now. Email askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. What are you waiting for? The doctor is in.
Yeah, so, send me any of your questions. And what's really cool about what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go through and answer three very different questions. So you can send me just about anything, and I'll do my best to answer them. That's askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com. So this first question, it does have to do with apples. Is there any difference between red and green apples? And why are some both colors? I'm answering all three of these questions, by the way, just right off the top of my head. No research, no nothing. I'm just going to give you what I think is the answer. So if I'm wrong, okay, I'm wrong. I doubt I'm wrong, but I'm just kidding. So what's the difference? Let's answer. So I guess there's really two parts here. What's the difference between red and green apples? The red hue that you see in this, I do know. The red hue, purple hue, that kind of stuff. By the way, there's no blue in food, right? There's no blue. It's purple. So the blueberries really aren't blue. If you really look at them, they're purple. It's true. But so reds, the purples, those kind of deeper, darker hues come from anthocyanins, which are a type of plant-based antioxidants. Plant-based antioxidants, there's different categories, and one of the main categories is called polyphenols. Polyphenols are plant-based antioxidants. And polyphenols then are broken up into different categories, and one of those categories are called anthocyanins. Flavonoids are another category. I mean, there's different types. So anthocyanins are the main antioxidants, or plant-based antioxidants, polyphenols, that give the red and purple hue to fruit. So red apples, I would guess, have a lot more anthocyanins in the peel versus a green apple that I would assume doesn't have any because there's no red or purplish hue. It's a pretty good answer, isn't it? You didn't think I was going to be able to answer that one. Now here's the tough question, actually. Why are some both colors? I mean, I think the first thing you might want to say is, well, maybe it has to do with ripeness. Maybe as a apple first appears, maybe it is more greenish, but then as it ripes on the tree, the anthocyanin content goes up and it becomes red and purple. That might be what happens. So if you pick an apple before it's totally ripe, you get a little bit of the greenish color, a little bit of the red and blue, because it quite hasn't developed the anthocyanin content. I don't know if that's right, but that might be an answer. But what I think is more true is there's many different apple varieties today, and I think they're just crossbred, this crossbreeding of apple trees, apple varieties. And so what you see is the genes that produce anthocyanins are easily transferred genes, and we know this in cell culture studies, stuff like that. The genes that make anthocyanins in plants have no problem. They're very protected genes. They can go from one species to another very easily. And so I think what you're seeing when you see a green apple and a red apple is you're seeing a crossbred variety. I don't know. Sounds good. But I do know the red apples have more anthocyanins. There, how's that? Next question. How do you know when cuts need stitches? How do you know when cuts need stitches? That's if it's bleeding a lot. No, it's actually a good question because I think people always wonder about that a little bit. I mean, is there something that doctors look at? You cut yourself. I just did this, by the way. Everybody knows I'm not a cook. I should never have a knife in the kitchen. I'm good with knives and stuff in surgery and that kind of stuff. I did a lot of interventional radio. I'm good there, but in the kitchen, I don't know. I did. I cut my finger pretty well. So when I look at it, it didn't need stitches, and I knew that. So what am I looking at when I look at that cut? What am I looking at that tells me I need stitches or not? Well, there's a couple things. Number one is where the cut happens. You know, if first of all, if you cut yourself on fingertips, toe tips, anywhere where it's really sensitive and you have a lot of nerves there, usually a decent sign that you might need a stitch or two, even if it's not deep, because you want those nerves to come back and to repair, because, you know, you have to be able to have good sensitivity in, like, fingertips, for instance. That's number one. And I did cut myself on the fingertip, by the way, but I don't know. I didn't get the stitches. The second thing is the shape of the cut. Most doctors will tell you if it's a nice, even, straight cut, you know, usually the sharper the knife kind of does that. It's just a nice, even, straight, you know, laceration type thing. You know, if it's not too long, not too deep, if the bleeding was controlled well, you probably don't need a stitch for that case. But if it's curved, if it's jagged, that kind of stuff often does need a stitch. And I guess depth too. You know, if the cut is deep enough to where some of the underlying tissue kind of is bulging out of the cut, some of the fat pad, for instance. If you can kind of see that, so once you stop the bleeding and you look at it and it looks like there's stuff bulging out of the cut, that's a pretty deep cut that might have to have a stitch as well. So where it's at, if it's curvy and jagged, and if there's tissue coming out of the cut, I'm telling you it's pretty deep, those are things that I remember looking at when I was, you know, in medical student and stuff like that in the ERs, of whether something needs a stitch. See? Apples to stitches. It's awesome. I love it. I think I'm doing good on time. Third question. I told you I wanted to get through all three of these. Is it ever safe to lose more than 5 pounds in 1 week? That's 5 pounds in a week's a lot. I'm curious because of the new yogurt diet. Listen, I've heard of this. There's really no such thing as a yogurt diet. I know there are celebrities who talk about the yogurt diet. Listen, it's similar to the grapefruit diet. Let me explain what I mean by that. If you really look at the meal plan for these types of diets, yogurt, grapefruit, whatever, if you really look at what they are suggesting you eat, you know, at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and for a snack, day one, day two, day, you know, whatever, it's really not about the yogurt. It's really not about the grapefruit. I mean, are there some compounds in grapefruit that might be, you know, metabolically stimulating? Maybe, and I think I even talked about that before. So I think there might be something there, yes. But in yogurt, what is yogurt? I think people have talked about yogurt with the probiotics in it, stuff like that. So, I mean, there may be something there. I mean, maybe there may be some weight loss benefit in some of these food sources. But ultimately, what I see when I look at the suggested meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner on these things, you're just cutting calories like crazy, right? I mean, you're talking about, you know, breakfast day one, yogurt, plain yogurt. I mean, that's only like 60 calories. Lunch, you know, half a sandwich with, whole grain bread and half a cup of vegetables and yogurt again. You're talking about 200 calories. I mean, by the time you get to dinner, you've only had maybe like 260 calories. And then dinner's maybe a little bit more, you know, maybe a little protein added to the vegetables and yogurt, you know, whatever. And so at the end of the day, you're at, you know, 800 calories, 1,000. It's really just, it's a calorie restriction diet. That's what these things are. And here's the thing. If you're eating, you know, that many, only that many calories. I mean, if you're cutting your calories by that much, and you're losing that much weight, 5 pounds in a week, that's not good, because what happens is you go into what I call diet shock. Your body counters all of that and stores everything you do as fat. So it's not good to be on those kind of calorie restriction diets. There you go. Three very different questions. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.